Subscribe, tune in, iTunes, Rio Loyalty. Each and every week we bring you world famous Cheeky Jaguar Radio Broadcast. And Alan K. Patch joins us today. Patches of History is the topic. And we go to the telephones, and we've got a fun topic today. We've got Mr. Alan K. Patch joins us, retired Navy captain, historian, Passage of Delphi. Delphi's Chosen are his books. The Woman to Whom Beyonce, Madonna, and Lady Gaga owe so much, Josephine Baker, owe a portion of their success. Modern day entertainers owe it. Who forged the way for them in the early 1900s? How did this entertainer go from famous banana dance to being decorated for courage during World War II? With us to talk about the woman to whom many of today's female entertainers owe so much is author and historian Dr. Alan Patch. And Doctor, how are you today?
Oh, great. Happy to be back with you, Jiggy.
It is Patches of History. First of all, who is Josephine Baker, and how did she begin her career?
Well, you know what, Jiggy? Sometimes we have to see how we got to where we are today, and that's part of Patches of History, is to illuminate these pioneers and bring recognition to them. Now, Josephine Baker, you know, her nickname was the Black Venus, or the Creole Goddess, you know, because she was
such
a magnetic singer, dancer, and acting in France in the early 1900s. But, you know, here's her story. You know, she grew up in a difficult situation. She was married off by her mother at 13 years old. And was divorced very shortly thereafter, Jiggy. I mean, it's difficult. By 15, she had a second husband. And she was already in a musical and comedy group, kind of touring the country. So she married Willie Baker, and she kept that name for the rest of her life. And so by 1923, she's already popular in New York City nightclubs and in the theaters there.
Absolutely amazing. It's Alan K. Patch. Joins us today here on our big broadcast. What entertainment first do we attribute to her? Baker was the first person of color to become a world-famous entertainer and to star in a major motion picture. But what else do we have here, my friend?
Well, you know, you have to look at her whole career to understand what she did. And, you know, she had to make the move to go from New York to Paris because of the issue with her race. And so when we look at that situation, she was the first person of color to become a world-famous entertainer. Well, she was known all over the world, Vicky. And yet she didn't achieve necessarily that popularity in the United States. It was all over the world. And she also got a role in a major motion picture. So very, very interesting beginning to her career.
Alan K. Patch with us today, Patches of History. He joins us each and every week around this time here on our big broadcast. And download the iHeartRadio app and listen to us on there as well. Now, why did she move to Paris, Patch?
Well, you know, she had a level of success in the New York nightclubs, but still she felt she was running into too much racism, and she decided to go to Paris. She got a job as a dancer in the famous Folies Bergère. You ever hear of that show?
Oh, yeah, big time.
A provocative nightclub act, you know. And in 1925, she got a job, but she made a dress out of 16 banana leaves, Jiggy. And she was nude underneath, and so that dance became so popular in Paris, she received over 1,000 marriage proposals in France, Gigi.
Absolutely amazing. It is Alan K. Patch. He joins us today here. Patches of History on our big broadcast, coast to coast, border to border. akpatchauthor.com is the website. That's akpatchauthor.com. Dr. Alan K. Patch with us today here on the world famous Cheeky Jaguar Radio Broadcast. And as we continue here on our big program, talking this week, the woman to whom Beyonce, Madonna, Lady Gaga, so much, Josephine Baker. And why was she decorated in WW2, my friend?
Well, you know, in 1936, she renounced her U.S. citizenship and she married a Frenchman and became a citizen of France. So during World War II, you got to remember that the Germans had occupied Paris and France, and there was a lot of resistance. The French resistance had so much to do with the success of, like, D-Day and some of our invasions, because they would destroy German installations. But what she would do is she served as a spy. She would hide messages in her underwear and in her sheet music. And so she was able to pass these messages back and forth with the French underground. Pretty incredible. She also intertrained troops, too, Jiggy. And after the war, they so appreciated what she did, they awarded her two of France's highest medals. Pretty incredible woman.
Absolutely amazing. It's Alan K. Patch with us today. He joins us live here on our big broadcast. Coast to coast, border to border, tune in, iTunes, Radio Loyalty, and of course, akpatchauthor.com is the official website. The woman to whom Beyonce, Madonna, and Lady Gaga owe so much, Josephine Baker today, is the topic of Patches of History. After Martin Luther King Jr.'s death, Baker was offered leadership of the civil rights movement by Coretta Scott King. Why did she turn this down?
Well, you know, we have to go back a little bit to the 1950s. You know, what she started doing was adopting children from all over the world to show people that different races could live together. And she called this family the Rainbow Tribe, or sort of the Experiment in Brotherhood. So she adopted 12 children from different races all over the world, Jiggy. Pretty incredible. But she did return to the United States in the 50s and 60s to support civil rights. She joined the March on Washington in 1963 with Martin Luther King, but the problem was she had fear for the safety of her children. She had so many children, and with all the problems that were going on here, she did not take on that leadership of the civil rights movement.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us each and every week. Alan K. Patch with us today. Dr. Alan Patch with Patches of History. How did she make her statement about segregation?
You know, Jiggy, she refused to perform for segregated audiences. If you go back to a show we did a long time ago on Frank Sinatra, he kind of did the same thing to help a lot of the black entertainers in the 40s, 50s, 60s to be able to entertain, and also the musicians, and he would sometimes refuse to play in places that were segregated, and she did also. So she's, once again, a pioneer in using that as to make a statement about racism.
We've got Alan K. Patch with us today. He joins us live here on our big broadcast, coast to coast, border to border, Patches of History. Now, what ways did she influence the careers of some of today's hottest female performers?
Well, you know, the most obvious is, you know, the sensuality with her costumes. I mean, we look at those entertainers you mentioned early, and all of them have sort of a provocative dancing and acting. So that's one way. But the second way would be, you know, it's almost kind of a warning, you know, that a lot of these entertainers make money and sometimes go broke because they don't watch her finances. That happened with her, too. She lived in a chateau with all those children. It was a big upkeep and lots of expenses, and, you know, she lost a lot of her money. And the third probably could be this idea of adopting all those children. We see actresses like Angelina Jolie do that today.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for Patches of History. Alan, I appreciate you making time for us today once again, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, Jiggy, always happy to be with you, and we'll continue this series on these pioneers on Patches of History, okay?
Definitely. Appreciate it, my friend. That was Alan K. Patch with us today. That is that. We are going to take a break and come back with more.